have been filled in him, who is the head of all rule and authority. Gospel, according to St. Matthew, the 22nd chapter.
Glory be to thee, O Lord.
Then the Pharisees went and plotted how to entangle Jesus in his talk. And they sent their disciples to him, along with the Herodians, saying, Teacher, we know that you are true and teach the way of God truthfully, and you do not care about anyone's opinion, for you are not swayed by appearances. Tell us then, what do you think? Is it lawful to pay taxes to Caesar or not? But Jesus, aware of their malice, said, Why put me to the test, you hypocrites? Show me the coin for the tax. And they brought him a denarius. And Jesus said to them, Whose likeness and inscription is this? They said, Caesar's. Then he said to them, Therefore render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's. When they heard it, they marveled, and they left him and went away. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to thee, O Christ.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. We are nearing the end of Matthew's Gospel, and therefore the end of our Lord's earthly ministry. In a matter of only a couple more days, Jesus will stand condemned by the church before the governor of the state, Pontius Pilate. When Jesus would not answer Pilate, he threatened him, asking, You will not speak to me? Do you not know that I have power to release you and power to crucify you? And it was then that Jesus answered him, saying, You would have no power over me unless it had been given you from above. Far from any consideration of so-called separation of church and state, Jesus here deepened the truth we heard him speak to the Pharisees and Herodians just days before about rendering unto Caesar the things that are Caesar's and to God the things that are God's. Well, what things are Caesar's and what things are God's? We won't understand the distinction between the two until we understand that ultimately, there is no distinction. But God is above all, creator of all, possessor of all. All things belong to God. Christ is King of heaven and also King of the universe. It is true, if you remember, that St. Paul teaches us in Romans 13 that we are all called to be subject and obedient to governing authorities. For there is no authority, he says, except from God, and those that exist have been instituted by God. But then he adds, Therefore, he who resists the authorities resists what God has appointed, and those who resist will incur judgment. Judgment? By and from whom? The judgment of the DOJ? The Department of Justice, but it is ultimately the judgment of God who is behind all earthly authority. Remember our Lord's final words at his ascension. All authority, not only in the church, not only religious authority, but all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Even through the mystery of his being condemned by both church and state, rejected by the world of unbelief, by his resurrection from the dead, he has proved to be king over all nations, and even over death itself. That's because his holy death was that price beyond our ability to pay, the wages of sin. By his death, he showed himself to be the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. There is no earthly power or authority that can claim that victory. Now, Caesar had claim to that which bore his own image, like the coins of the denarius. But not everything was made in Caesar's image. Rather, all people were and are to this day created in God's own image. In the image of God, he created him, male and female, he created them. And therefore, God's claim over all creation reigns over and through all other authorities. Yet how many nations, kings, rulers, emperors, or tyrants still express claim even over God, even over the things of God? Ages before he came on the scene, even, the prophet Isaiah prophesied that a man named Cyrus, an unbeliever, a pagan, would become king of Persia. And even though Cyrus would not know the God of Israel, much less believe in him, still the Lord chose him to accomplish his good purposes. God even calls him my anointed, the same royal term that would be applied to Jesus, the ultimate anointed one, who would accomplish God's will of bringing life and salvation to light for all people in this dark world. It seems that all earthly governments, good or bad, Cyrus, Pilate, Charles V, Adolf Hitler, or Margaret Thatcher, the kings and queens of the nations, are such reluctant rulers through whom God nevertheless guides and directs according to his will and achieves his purposes. This even applies to our own country, even though the United States of America has a different view than almost any other nation on earth. For whereas it is the nature of all men to reject God and his claim of authority, keep him in his place, not ours, the founding documents of our nation claim as self-evident that we are the creation of God, and that all, even the nation itself, is under God's authority. Life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness being God's good, unalienable gifts to all. So instead of limiting God to his own minor realm of authority, the Constitution of the United States amazingly limits government under God's rule and authority. Though our currency, of course, bears the image of many of our past presidents, it is not a claim of ownership, but only of honor under God. Yes, they were all sinners, just like you and me. They were all sinners, even though we honor their achievements in history books and with statues. Of course, all our uniqueness among the nations of the world, our government, like all others, still is ruled and run by sinners. It's messed up, usually. Nevertheless, for the same reason you also pay taxes, for the authorities are ministers of God, attending to this very thing. Pay all of them their dues, taxes to him taxes are due, revenue to whom revenue is due. Respect to whom respect is due. Honor to whom honor is due. Sounds like that covers both the IRS and the statues erected to honor our past leaders. The only protection against tyranny, then, here in our country, is that we, the people, still have, and albeit tentative, say, through our elective representatives. Render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's. But remember, all things, even Caesar or Cyrus, belong to God. Above all, thanks be to God that our Lord's supreme saving sacrifice was accomplished even under the direction of Pontius Pilate, as we proclaim always and everywhere in the world, in the words of the Creed. Through Christ, through the tragedy of his innocent suffering and death, God's triumphant purpose of bringing the gift of eternal life through the forgiveness of sins was accomplished once for all, for everyone, and forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.